Food and Drug Administration announced today that food manufacturers will have 3 years to remove all partially hydrogenated oils from their products.
Partially hydrogenated oils are the primary source of artificial trans fats in processed foods. The FDA said they made this decision because of the agency's commitment to the heart health of Americans. The FDA's acting commissioner said the action is expected to cut down on heart disease and prevent thousands of heart attacks every year.
Here to talk about trans fats and partially hydrogenated oils and how they affect our health is Dr. Patrick Remington. He's a professor and associate dean in the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. Pat, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start off with the basics. What is trans fat?
Well, it's a process that involves taking a naturally unsaturated fat, like a liquid oil, and forcing hydrogen atoms into the molecules. And by doing that, it saturates it. It makes it solid at room temperature. It also makes it last longer. It doesn't spoil as quickly. And it gives it more of a sweeter taste, like an animal fat, as opposed to that kind of bitter taste of a liquid oil.
It also makes it
unhealthy.
And we hear about natural trans fat and artificial trans fat. What's the difference?
Well, there's actually very, very little natural trans fat. It occurs sometimes in parts of animal meat and the fats of an animal meat, and maybe in trace amounts in dairy products. But it is in very small amounts, virtually not present in natural foods. 99% of the trans fats that we get in our diet come from artificial trans fats that are manufactured to make foods taste better and last longer on the shelf.
So what happens in our bodies with trans fat that make it so unhealthy, apparently?
Well, I like to think about it as a sort of a logical thing that happens with a sticky or a solid fat. That if you think about liquid oils, when you consume them, they circulate in the blood, even at a higher temperature than room temperature, and they're very liquid, so they flow through the small arteries and the blood vessels quite well. Solid fat is solid at room temperature, sometimes even at 98 degrees, and that fat can clog small arteries, and when it gets into the blood vessels, it's stiffer, and it makes the vessels more likely to be diseased. Some of the best oils, fish oil, is liquid even in the refrigerator. So you'll notice the healthier oils are those that are liquid at room temperature or below, and the least healthy fats are those that are solid and or very, very hard, like trans fats would be. If you got a block of trans fat, it would feel like almost like wax at room temperature.
So, but then you've got a block of butter, and it is pretty solid. How come we're not up in arms about butter the way we are about trans fats?
Well, butter has saturated fats. Those are naturally saturated. They have lots of hydrogen atoms, and they are solid at room temperature, but they haven't been made so. And it's the processing of an unsaturated fat, of a liquid oil, and to make it solid that makes it less healthy than the saturated fats. A diet too high in saturated fats, too high in butter and lard and naturally occurring animal fat, is not healthy. But the focus of the issue that the FDA is considering is whether the creation of unnatural trans fats is unhealthy, and that science has now been confirmed. The decision made today or this week was that these substances are not generally recognized as safe. They, in fact, cause disease in people and many deaths, thousands of deaths each year.
It's an interesting thing because trans fats have been around for a long time. What is it that we've discovered in our science experiments and our research that we didn't know before? And we just lost Dr. Patrick Remington. We will work on getting him back as we talk about the move from the Food and Drug Administration to phase out all trans fats within 3 years. That's phasing out all trans fats within 3 years, learning that there are severe health implications, in particular to heart health. And we want to know what you think about this. What do you think about getting rid of all trans fats? Call us at 800-642-1234. Is this a good decision to ban trans fats from the FDA? Do you think it's going to be good for the health of Americans, or is it just unnecessary regulation? You can let us know at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And you can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. Looking to get Dr. Patrick Remington back with us as we continue our discussion of trans fats right now. Going to be banned by the FDA, have to be phased out in 3 years. There seem to be huge health implications involved here, in particular heart health implications. And we don't have Dr. Patrick Remington back with us. We will work on getting him back. In the meantime, you can start calling now. Let us know what you think about this decision to ban trans fats. Is it a good one? Do you have questions about how trans fats affect your health? Call us at 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're picking up our discussion now about the FDA's decision to ban trans fats from the American food supply. We're talking with Dr. Patrick Remington, professor and associate dean in the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health.
And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. What do you think of this decision from the FDA to ban trans fats? As a consumer, are there products you like that you're worried might change? If you are in the food industry, are you worried about how you're going to replace this stuff? Call in 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And Dr. Remington, before we lost you, we were talking about what science has brought to light recently, because trans fats have been around for a while. What do we know now that we didn't know then?
Well, it's actually been 30 or 40 years that we've known that trans fats were not good for you, but it's taken a long time to move from that information in the scientific literature to policy. About a decade ago, FDA actually mandated that foods be labeled, indicating how many grams of trans fats were in the product. And that information alone cut consumption by about 80%, from about 5 grams per person per day to just about 1 gram per day. But the FDA has decided now that even 1 gram per day, because even though that's a very small risk, the entire population is exposed, that could lead to 10 or 20,000 early deaths each year. So they're moving to bring it down to trace amounts and banning it in all foods.
Now, the FDA's acting commissioner has said that this decision to ban trans fats is expected, as you said, to prevent thousands of fatal heart attacks every year. Do you see it really making that big a difference to the health of Americans?
Well, it adds up. For an individual, probably won't have much of a noticeable effect on their own health. But you take a very small risk and you spread it out across 300 million people, and it will add up. It's about the same number of deaths that were caused by indoor smoking. And we've done a lot of things to prevent people from smoking indoors. And that prevented between 10 and 20,000 deaths each year from passive smoking. So it's on the order of some of the policies we've taken to protect non-smokers from passive smoke.
And we go to our callers now. We have Charles joining us first in Racine. Hi, Charles.
Hello. Thanks for letting me on. I just wanted to say, you know, the government has so many rules and regulations on the books that it don't enforce now. Why do we have to keep putting more and more rules and regulations in, changing laws? I just want the government to stay out of my life.
All right. Charles, got it. Appreciate your point of view there. And now that we know trans fats are not healthy, now that they're required to be labeled on foods, is it not possible just to let the consumers decide not to eat it if they don't want to eat it?
Well, that information was that policy was developed in 2006, and it did have an impact. But the FDA decided that information alone didn't reach the level of health protection that Americans want. The information was presented 3 years ago, and there's been 3 years of comment from consumers, from industry, and from citizens. And the consensus is now that it's time to act. There will be some cost, maybe billions of dollars, to the food industry, but the estimate of the savings and healthcare costs alone are 10 or 20 times that. So that Yes, it's always a trade-off between the freedom of individuals to consume what they want and the use of government policies to protect the food supply. And I think the pendulum has swung that most consumers would like food to be safe without having to look at the fine print at the back of the label.
We're talking right now with Dr. Patrick Remington, professor and associate dean in the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health, talking about the FDA's recent decision to ban trans fats. They should be phased out from all foods within 3 years is the plan as we know it. And we want to know what you think at 800-642-1234. We go now to Albert, who's joining us in Milwaukee. Albert, hi.
Hi. Yeah, I just want to add that I think it's fantastic. I think of other products in the past that cause mass health risks like asbestos, and I think trans fats kind of belong in the same category. We know the health risks. Other products can take their place, and I don't think of it as an impingement on my freedom. I think it costs us a lot of money as far as increased cost of health care. And it only benefits manufacturers, I think, too, in that it increases the shelf life of a lot of foods, I believe. So I think it's fantastic. I think it needs to go the way of asbestos. And we won't miss it once it's gone, I suspect.
All right, Albert, appreciate your thoughts there. And Dr. Remington, will we one day, maybe in the not-so-distant future, look back on the heyday of trans fats with horror the way we look back on the heyday of asbestos?
I think we will look back and say it was an experiment that went badly. Walter Willett from Harvard estimates that there may have been 1 million heart attacks since the 1940s caused by trans fats alone. The invention of Crisco was a bad idea, and it took a long time to undo people's love of margarine and saturated and hydrogenated or saturated trans fats.
Well, part of that, right, is the science wasn't there to begin with. For a while, margarine was touted as a health food.
Yes. The research that was done in the 50s and 60s showed that diets high in animal fats, saturated fats, were unhealthy. And so people logically said, let's simply take margarine and substitute margarine for butter and avoid dairy products. And it turns out that that was not correct. But the research really by the early 1980s and certainly by the mid-1990s had demonstrated clearly that trans fats were unhealthy, and it has taken longer to put that science into practice.
Is it going to be a big deal, do you think, for manufacturers to figure out alternatives, replacements for trans fats, or is it something that should be relatively simple?
It should be relatively simple. Again, there's been an 80% decline in saturated fats. McDonald's took trans fats out of their food supply a decade ago, and nobody noticed. It does take a little bit of work. The taste of the product often changes, so there has to be some market testing. But it won't be hard, and that's the reason that the FDA has given the industry 3 years, because it does take some time to change the makeup of commercial products.
We're going to go next to Brenda. Brenda joins us from Appleton. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think this is great that the FDA is doing this. I wish they would go further with other additives and ingredients that have been manufacturers are able to put in foods. If you read labels and research some of the ingredients that are in there, I think there are a lot of unhealthy things, and I don't think it is an infringement on Americans' rights to take that out. I think it's a benefit that that those aren't in there causing a health risk. I don't think that food that is unhealthy in such a way as this is should be allowed to be on shelves. I think we fall behind other countries in the world on bad things that are allowed in our food in this country. So I'm very grateful that the FDA is taking this step.
Brenda, appreciate that. A couple of questions come to mind. I mean, what was the tipping point for getting to this this banning point of trans fats with the FDA? And are there other food additives next on the list?
Well, it's a very interesting standard that the federal government uses, in particular the Food and Drug Administration. And it's a standard called GRAS. It's called the GRAS standard. And that means that things in food are generally recognized as safe. It means that there hasn't been extensive research one way or the other, so they're generally recognized as safe. And if they meet the GRAS standard, then producers of food can include them. But 3 years ago, the FDA decided that for 50 years, trans fats were decided generally recognized as safe. 3 years ago, it was taken off of that list and is now recognized as unsafe. And once it's taken off the list, then the policy debate begins whether it should be allowed in the food supply. And now it won't be except in rare circumstances. The other constituents in foods can be studied. Some of them are generally recognized as safe, but they may cause harm. It just that the research hasn't been done, so we don't know for sure.
How are trans fats regulated in other countries?
Some countries have banned them long ago. I think the fast food and particularly packaged foods were uniquely American, and trans fats are readily used for the preparation of fast foods. They actually increase shelf life. They don't turn rancid as quickly as liquid fats, so that when we went to more packaged foods and fast foods, such as through deep fat frying, then we increased trans fats more than other countries would have that didn't have such a high rate of fast food consumption or packaged foods.
We talk a lot in society right now on this program about obesity issues in the United States, about health care costs that are rising. Do you see this decision to ban trans fats from the FDA as a step in the right direction to addressing those problems?
Well, I think it's part of the solution. Increasing awareness of the importance of understanding the types of food you eat. We made a big mistake 50 years ago as a public health community with the message that cut out fat from your diet. People cut fat out, but they substituted it with simple sugars and starches, and that turned out to be a bad idea. And many think the obesity epidemic has resulted from people changing their diet, shifting from healthy fats like olive oil and fish oil and canola oil towards simple sugars. So I think the message is that it takes both. Takes both individuals understanding what is healthy and what is unhealthy in your diet, but it also takes researchers and governmental policies to make sure when we find out something that we put that information into a policy and help consumers, all consumers, whether you can read the labels and use that information or not.
And we leave it there. Patrick Remington, thank you so much for joining us.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Patrick Remington, professor and associate dean in the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine.